Either way, let's lock down the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. It's an awesome time of year. Break out the sticks, hit the local links. We've got some terrific tracks around here and well up the list. Springfield Golf Club. Learn more online, springfieldgolfclub.net. As they say, worth your drive. Welcome in the guy who keeps all those moving parts in sync. Nick Sherman joins us. And Nick, appreciate the time. How are things?
Oh, Steve, things are great. Sun's out. Beautiful weather. Lots of people playing golf. Things couldn't be any better.
That's a beautiful thing. Quick thought on the Bilotti MDA Classic a couple Fridays back. I wanted to commend you and your people. It was a first-class event. The way you got everybody out there, great cause. From your day, I would imagine, while busy, pretty special day, great weather, and it seemed everybody had a great time.
Absolutely. We love having events like the Bilotti out here every year. It's something that we, you know, put on our calendar and look forward to having at Springfield Golf Club. You know, when you get to see that many people coming out to support a cause like the MDA to raise funds for that type of an event, everybody gets excited for that. And the staff really kind of gels around that. The superintendent out here, Jordan Allen, and his crew really worked hard to make the course in a great condition. Greens were rolling pretty true that day. Nice and fast, so yeah, we were all excited.
Yeah, and you took away all my excuses for my poor putting. you know, as a first-time guest on our show, I just wanted to get a little personal background. So where are you from? I guess what levels of golf have you played, and how did you end up at Springfield GC?
No, for sure. You know, my golf story is a little different than some of the people you've probably interviewed on your show. I grew up in Eugene, Springfield, myself. Local kid, went to high school here. Didn't play competitive golf in high school or college at all. I was a track and field and cross-country guy. Kind of came to golf a little later in life when I was in college, sort of started working at my local golf club. Took some college, you know, golf classes in college because it seemed like a fun thing to do. And the pro, I was hanging around the local club so much, the golf pro asked me if I wanted to start working. I'm like, oh, heck yeah, this sounds like a fun thing to do. And that kind of morphed itself into maybe I'll give the golf business a try. And that's 25 years ago.
Wow.
And moved back to Eugene about 16 years ago. Started working out at Fiddler's Green, you know, world's best golf shop, to be honest with you. And learned a lot about the business out there. Was out there for 15 years. And then about a year ago, the head pro job opened up out here. And I saw a chance to get back to the green grass side of things and came out and was lucky enough for them to offer me the job here, and I've been extremely happy to be out here.
I love that. I never heard of the green grass side of the business. It's awesome. You know, one of the things I get asked about courses people might not be familiar is it Lynx? Is it Desert? Is it Parkland? I know it's kind of a basic question, but to the novice, how would you describe the layout at Springfield Golf Club?
You know, we've got two really different nines here. It's kind of a Parkland layout, the original nine, which is our new, it's our current back nine. It was built in 1957. It's a true Parkland layout, very, very flat, tree-lined fairways. You know, not a lot of traps out there. It's very friendly nine holes. Our second nine, which is our current front nine, is built on the side of a hill, so it's very, very up and down. You've got to play your shots around the terrain. A little more challenging side of golf, I'd say. But I would call it a Parkland-style golf course, with kind of a linksy feel with trees. I don't know if you could say that or not.
Yeah.
The two nines are definitely very different.
Yeah, that's what I love about it. Talking with Nick Sherman of Springfield Golf Club. So your course, while deemed semi-private, it's open to the public. You've got memberships available at different levels. As far as explain to the folks, what do you offer membership-wise?
So we have individual memberships. We have family memberships available. We have junior executive memberships, all the same sort of things you'd find at a full-fledged private country club. Members out here at Springfield get priority tee times. We don't allow public play before 10 a.m., so if you're one of those early morning guys who likes to get out and play before everybody else and get your round in and get done, this might be the place for you.
Yeah, you know, it's been kind of an odd spring. A lot of rain, then all of a sudden it's sunny. Things dry out. So from the fairways to the areas surrounding the greens to the greens themselves, how much of a challenge has it been for your people to keep that course in as good a shape it is? And, you know, like you mentioned, when we played the Bilotti, it was like, man, that place is in good shape.
Yeah, our crew out here, superintendent, his whole staff, has spent a lot of time and effort on this golf course. We've been having a pretty aggressive sanding program in the fairways the last few years, where they're really putting a lot of money into the fairways and the golf course and trying to improve the drainage out here so we can play a lot in the wintertime and absorb a lot of the moisture that comes down in the fall and the wintertime out here. So it is a process. We're getting there. This golf course is, and you saw it yourself during the Bilotti, it's in pretty darn good shape for this time of year. I expect it to continue as we head on into the summer.
You know, one of the things I wanted to make sure we discussed as we continue with Nick Sherman of Springfield Golf Club is beyond getting out and playing. I mean, it's such an aesthetically beautiful facility. What can you tell the folks about events, you know, weddings, company outings, and what you can provide both inside and outdoors?
You know, we do have a really nice facility that we can host your corporate events out here. We do have availability for weddings at the club. It's starting to fill up this year, but if you're thinking about maybe getting married next year, never too early to start planning the date. It's very scenic out here at Old Springfield Golf Club, and not a lot of places like this around. So if you're interested in something like that, don't hesitate to give us a call out here. Valerie McKinley is our events coordinator, and she'd be more than happy to explain some of the options here at Springfield Golf Club.
All right, a couple of final thoughts for folks like me who might not get out to play as often as we like, but, you know, we make a tee time, want to get out a little early, get in a couple swings, roll a few. Give us a description of the practice facilities available at your track.
So we have two driving ranges at the course. Both of them have grass tees. We've got a short range with target greens out to about 100 yards, and we have full-length driving range. Hit it as far as you want. Putting and chipping greens, we have two of those as well. Plus, we have a full teaching facility on-site as well. So if you need some practice, Steve, you need help with your putting so you don't have get those scores down for the Bilotti next year, we can get you all squared away.
Yeah, I wanted to mention that in closing for, you know, as a parent or grandparent who, a graduation gift might want to get your youngster playing this great game, or for the golfer who maybe wants to fine-tune a bit and have a pro look at their swing, seems like you really have a great variety of lesson options as well.
We do. We are very lucky. We have one of the premier teachers in the Valley on staff out here. His name's Steve Benson. He's been in the golf business for 25 years. He's an outstanding instructor, and I would highly recommend anybody who is struggling with their game or just wants to improve, give Steve a call. He's fantastic. I can't say enough about the guy.
No, I've been told that there's a tendency to think the novice or newer player should get a lesson. But, you know, if you've been playing for a lot of years and you haven't had somebody evaluate your game and, everybody wants to keep improving, it's always, it'll never hurt to have a highline pro take a look at your swing because, believe it or not, a lot of us hackers develop bad habits.
No, there's no question about it. I mean, Steve was able to take a quick look at a couple of waggles I was making in the golf shop and diagnose some issues I was having on the golf course in 2 minutes. So he's quite the individual, quite the instructor.
All right. Awesome, folks. He's Nick Sherman. The website, springfieldgolfclub.net. Course is in terrific shape, convenient to reach from here in town, challenging for all caliber of golfers, fun time, great people. Nick, really appreciate the time and support, and look forward to getting out there soon.
Steve, come out and see me anytime.
All right. Have a good one.